Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. It's Ask Me Anything this hour with Jimmy Akin, next hour with Tim Staples. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, whether you are Catholic or not, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Do dial to get in on the queue for a couple reasons. One, when Jimmy's here, those lines fill up really quickly, and we're going to be giving out a different phone number for our fundraising during the show. So best to dial now if you're going to dial in to get into the line to ask your questions. 888-318-7884. A big thank you to everyone who has supported us over the last 2 days. We're in the last day of our quarterly pledge drive today. So we will interrupt the usual asking and answering of questions from time to time to ask you for your support. Right now, for this hour, we have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. So anybody who calls up and makes a pledge in any amount up to $15,000, it will be matched this hour. Also, any pledge $500 or more that comes in today will be matched again. So there's a double match, $500 or above on your pledge. Right now, 8 of our friends are here in the building are on their lines. About 10 more will get on shortly. And 0 calls right now, which is to be expected. We just went on the air. But would someone be that first caller to help us break the ice on this last day of our quarterly pledge drive? 888-291-8000. I will just tell you one more thing. Two more things before I bring Jimmy on. First, we need to be where we wanted to be when we began this drive in order to be close to being fully funded. We've got about $40,000 to raise today. So hitting that match, the $15,000 match, will go a long way towards getting us there if we can do that this first hour. 888-291-8000. The second thing I want to tell you, and then we'll bring Jimmy on, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can go there. You can give safe and secure online. It all goes to the same place. It involves the same exact matches. Whether you dial 888-291-8000, still waiting for that first call, if you go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy Akin, as I said, our guest. He is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. Hello, Jimmy Akin.
Hello, Cy Kellett, and it's a big day. As you said, we're towards the end. We're in the last day of our quarterly fundraising campaign, so we really need to hear from folks. Please do get on the phones and support the program so that we can keep doing what we're doing. The number to call is 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Cy Kellett is doing much better these days about saying it at a slower rate, so he deserves credit for that. And to show your support for Cy Kellett, learning how to say the phone number slow, please call that phone number. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Now, Cy, you mentioned the matches that we have for this hour. We've got a match for every dollar that comes in up to $15,000, and we really want to get that match. We also have a match for every gift $500 or more. So we're going to need, in order to get up that $15,000, we're going to need some $500 donations. We're going to need some $1,000 donations, things like that. But the good news is those are double matched. So if you donate $500, that becomes $1,500 for us. And if you donate $1,000, that becomes $3,000 for us. So you can really help us out if you're able to make a $500 donation or a $1,000 donation. And when you do things like that, regardless of the amounts that you give, it's based on the amounts that you give, but we would like to send you some thank yous. So Cy Kellett, what can you tell us about the thank yous we have available for folks this time?
Well, first of all, if you come in at the $10 a month level, you become a member of our Society 315 Defenders here at Catholic Answers, and all kinds of benefits come with that, including you get the T-shirt and the car magnet, and then we send you stuff all year. If you can come in at the $50 level right now, if you can make a $50 pledge, we'd love to send you this beautiful new book from John Clark, God's Wounds, The Remarkable Truth of those who bore the signs of Christ's passion. It's about the stigmata, and we would love to send it to you. If you are able to come in at the $250 level or more, we will add to all that The Soul of Apologetics, a Spiritual Companion for Defenders of the Faith. That's at the $250 level or more, 888-291-8000. Finally, I'll just mention that those who come in at the $1,000 level or the $5,000 level, there are higher level, what we call maybe giving societies would be a way to say it, and those come with various benefits. The primary benefit, that I'll just mention on the air, is that you are entitled for a year to anything we publish. You just ask and you get it, anything that's published that year. You just call 888-291-8000, but you can ask about all the other benefits that come at the various higher giving levels when you call. 888-291-8000.
Also, now, in this particular hour, not only do you have Cy Kellett here, but you also have me here. And I know there are some Jimmy Akin fans out there in the audience, and this is the only hour I'm working this pledge drive. So if you're a Jimmy Akin fan and you'd like to thank me for the work that I do here on Catholic Answers or elsewhere, please do. Give us a call this hour, and the number to call is 888-291-8000. You can also donate safely and securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But if you're a Jimmy Akin fan, now is your time to thank Jimmy Akin. So please do, 888-291-8000.
A great opportunity to do just that, 888-291-8000. I'll tell you, calls have begun to come in. Four on the line right now. Eight of our colleagues currently waiting for a call. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go to the phones and let Jimmy answer some questions and count on you to continue to fill up those lines. A perfect time to call. We're in our last hours now, the last 2 hours of our pledge drive with the intention of being fully funded to continue to bring this program anywhere in the world that anyone will broadcast it for free, and you are the ones who make that possible for the next 3 months when you call 888-291-8000. Let's start down in Florida with our callers today. Eduardo in Florida. Thank you, Eduardo, for starting us off. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I wanted to basically ask Jimmy's take on 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 14, that in my opinion, it's speaking about the deposit of faith. And it seems to me it has like a link to the idea that the faith will be preserved permanently, like this, like kind of sensus fidelium type of thing. And it's especially clear in Bibles in Spanish, both Protestant and Catholic, and if you wanna just give me your opinion, if what you think about it.
So you said 2 Timothy 1 verses 12 to 14, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so here St. Paul is he's getting ready to die, and he's talking to St. Timothy, and he says, "Therefore I suffer as I do. But I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed," that would be God and Christ specifically, "and I'm sure that he is able to guard until the day," meaning judgment day at the end of the world, "what has been entrusted to me." And that could be a reference to the deposit of faith. But there is another possibility, because you could translate the same thing a different way. You could translate it as what I have entrusted to him. So the idea would be that God is going to guard what St. Paul has entrusted to God, and that would be presumably something like his very self. So that's a bit ambiguous, but it could go either way. But let's keep reading. "Following the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me," okay, so that's the deposit of faith, "in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus," he's talking to Timothy, "guard the truth that has been entrusted to you," so that's the Holy Spirit, the deposit of faith. He says, "this truth has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us." So I think it's fine to say, that the Deposit of Faith has been entrusted to Timothy, and Paul had it first, and it was entrusted to Paul, whether or not he is alluding to it in verse 12. In terms of will it be, he also refers to the Holy Spirit guarding it here, and Christ guards it too. We know that from other passages, but will it be guarded to the end of the world? Well, that's going to depend on the meaning of verse 12. And it, we do have an allusion in verse 12 to God being able to guard something until the day, but it's not clear whether that something was entrusted to Paul, in which case it might be the deposit of faith. It could even be something else, or whether it's something that Paul entrusted to God. So I would say that verse is ambiguous. It's consistent with the idea that the deposit of faith will be guarded until the end of the world, but it's not certain. And so I wouldn't use this verse in apologetics, since it can be interpreted in more than one way. I would tend to go to other passages, like at the end of Matthew's gospel in Matthew 28, where Jesus tells the disciples to teach all nations everything he commanded. And so that's the deposit of faith. And he says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, and I'm going to be with you until the end of the age, meaning the end of the world. So I would say, well, that means Jesus is guarding his church in its teaching mission that he just referred to in passing on the deposit of faith. And so I'd be more inclined to go to Matthew 28 than 2 Timothy 1 to make this point.
Thank you very much for getting us started, Eduardo. Look forward to talking with you again sometime. The number here to call and make your pledge, all the lines are full for Jimmy, so we're going to continue to go back to the phones as much as we can. The number to call to make your pledge in these last 2 hours of our May pledge drive, meant to get us through to the end of summer, or roughly the end of summer, are today. And this is, we won't be coming to asking you for funds again. What we do is each quarter, we take 6 broadcasting hours and we use part of those 6 hours to ask you to fund us. Does it. That makes it possible for us to continue to do what we do here. Then whatever station you're listening on, or an app you might be listening on, or a website you might be listening on, that has been given free to those people who generously broadcast it, and they pay for the signal and all that. But in order to continue to give it free to anybody who wants to broadcast it, we need your support. There are 11 lines open right now. Jimmy and I both asked you for your calls a few minutes ago, and I want to say people were generous in picking up the phone and calling, but we've got a $15,000 match to use up this hour. And for anyone who can come in at the $500 or more level, there's a second match. So essentially, your money is tripled. If you give $1,000, it becomes $3,000 if you can come in at one of those higher levels. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. I just got an update. We've got $13,167 of match money left to use up this hour. 888-291-8000.
And we are now one quarter of the way through this hour, so we've chewed up 25% of the time this hour. We are not yet 25% of the way to our goal of $15,000 to get that match. So we definitely need to hear from folks. We're a bit behind the curve, so please do get on the phone, and especially if you're a fan of Jimmy Akin or Cy Kellett, because we're the two that are on the hot seat this hour, and help us out. Call us and make your pledge at 888-291-8000. We got lots of folks who are just sitting at their desks waiting to hear from you. It will only take you a few moments, 90 seconds or something, to make your pledge. We do need to hear from you right now. If by some chance all of those lines were full, well, you can also donate at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can do that after this show is live. You can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from anywhere on the planet. So if you're not here in part of the North American phone system, you're in another part of the world, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can help us keep making this great content as well.
888-291-8000, the number. Four folks on the lines right now. 10 more lines open, ready to take your calls. So we just took care of a good chunk of calls. That means it is lots of lines open for you to call right now. You should feel encouraged then. Whatever amount you want to give in, I know sometimes people are like, I don't want to tie up the line. Go ahead and tie up the line because we have not filled up the lines yet. 888-291-8000. And one of the nice things, looking at those lines as they fill up, I feel comfortable to just let Jimmy answer questions because I know that folks are calling. And as long as those calls are coming in steadily, we can continue to let Jimmy do the work that he loves doing, which is answering questions about the Catholic faith. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I think one of the things that we've been stressing this pledge drive is that this is a moment of opportunity. The interest in the Catholic Church is at a high point right now relative to the mean, so to speak, because of the extraordinary events of recent months and the coming of the new Pope and people paying attention to the conclave and newspapers doing articles on, I saw the AP did a big article on why do Catholics pay so much attention to Mary? And, whatever you might have thought of the article, this gets people thinking about the faith. We need to seize this opportunity and be ready to provide answers for people who are interested in the Catholic faith. Help us do that. 888-291-8000.
You know, you're right. People study new popes when they're in office because they are often trying to pick up clues about how are they going to govern. And so far, the signs are pretty positive with Pope Leo. He's been able to seemingly provide a lot of reconciliation after some difficult times. You mentioned a New York Times article on Catholics being interested in Mary. I watched a video from a British linguist on how the Pope uses his vowels. And how they're different because he's from Chicago.
Yeah.
But that gives you an idea of how curious some folks are about the Catholic Church these days, and we need to capitalize on that. We spend all our time here on Catholic Answers Live trying to bring the message of God's Word to people, and we need your help to do that. And as you know, St. Paul says in Galatians 6, as a man sows, so shall he also reap. If you sow sparingly, which in context means supporting the preaching of God's Word, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. But if you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. Paul says, let the one who hears God's word share all good things with the one who teaches. Well, we're doing the teaching. We do that every day. We really try to keep this fundraising to a minimum. So when we do it, we need to hear from you. And if we're going to get to our $15,000 match this hour, we're going to need your help. We're not yet where we need to be in this hour, so we're behind. We need to catch up, and in particular, we're going to need some folks to make larger gifts, like those $500 gifts and $1,000 gifts that get double matched. So like I said earlier, if you are able to donate $500, that becomes $1,500 for us. If you're able to donate $1,000, and I know many people in the audience are, that'll become $3,000 for us. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Well, let's go to the phones and let Jimmy answer questions. I will just quickly second what Jimmy said. I'm looking at the donations as they come in, and lots of beautiful $100, $50, $77 gifts, but we need folks who can do those larger pledges to call now. We are in the last hours of this pledge drive, and we've got $40,000 to raise today. 888-318-7884. Off we go to Rochester, New York. Catherine is in Rochester, New York. Hello, Catherine. Are you there with us?
Yes.
Catherine, how old are you?
Six.
You are six. Oh, well, I'm so happy that you called. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Aiken.
Is Gabriel Mary's guardian angel?
Well, we know that Mary had interactions with the angel Gabriel because Luke tells us that she did. In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel first shows up to Zechariah in the temple, and then he later shows up to Mary. And so we know that Mary had interactions with Gabriel. We don't have anything, though, that says that Gabriel protected Mary from anything. And I'm sure Mary did have one or more angels protecting her, but we're never told that Gabriel did so. So I would say we don't know for sure one way or the other. We're not told he was her guardian angel. We're not told he wasn't her guardian angel. What I would say, though, is it seems that Gabriel's tasks may be about something else. Because we also see him in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, coming and delivering messages to the prophet Daniel. So it seems like one of the things that Gabriel tends to do as his job in heaven is bring messages to people, which is different than being a guardian angel. Also, if you look in some books that are not in the Old Testament, but that were written in the same time period, and that talk about Gabriel, they also understand him a bit differently. They understand him as one of the main angels around God's throne who stand in God's presence and run messages for him to people on earth. And so that's a different activity, whether we're seeing it outside of the Bible or inside of the Bible. It looks like Gabriel is primarily a message runner who has close connections with God's throne, but we're not given to understand that he protects the Virgin Mary. I can think of one passage where he is involved in a protection, or at least some kind of conflict in the angelic world. And that's in Daniel, where at one point Daniel prays to God and Gabriel shows up 3 weeks later. And he says, I'm sorry it's taken me 3 weeks to get here, but the prince of Persia resisted me, the prince of Persia being a demonic overlord. And he says, the only reason I'm here now is because Michael came and has the prince of Persia kind of checked. So Michael came and helped me. He let me get past the prince of Persia. He's holding on to the prince of Persia right now. And once I deliver this message to you, Daniel, I'm going to go back and Michael and I are going to whale the tar out of the prince of Persia. So that would depict Gabriel as in some kind of a conflict in the angelic world, since he and Michael have both been fighting the prince of Persia. But that's not so much guarding a specific person. So it's possible that Gabriel could be Mary's guardian angel, but I don't think that the evidence we have suggests that.
Thank you so much for that call. It was so nice to get to talk with you, Catherine, and you're really good at it. You did a great job on the phone. I hope that you will call again. How nice to get to talk with Catherine. Jimmy Akins, our guest, we have asked you several times to pick up the phone and call, and we have not filled up all the phone lines yet, but there has been a good, healthy response each time, so I want to say thank you to that. We've still got
a little...
Go ahead.
We've got a good...
Oh, wait, I lost you. Go ahead, Jimmy. I just lost you for a second. You said we got a good what?
Opportunity to fill up the phone lines right now, because we're going to do our mid-hour break, which is a mandatory break. We got to take it. That means we're not going to be taking any more calls until that's over. So we got a few minutes that are a perfect opportunity for you to call in, and you won't miss anything. Just give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I can see we're making some progress, but we need to make a lot more if we're going to make this match this hour, including from people who can make larger donations like $5,000 or $500 or $1,000 or even $5,000. So please be thinking about what you are able to do and then give us a call, 888-291-8000.
10,341 match dollars left this hour. Anybody who pledges in any amount is going to be matched dollar for dollar up to that amount. But if you can come in at, say, that one of those numbers that Jimmy just said, $500, maybe $1,000, maybe even that $5,000 gift, those will be matched a second time by a different donor who has chosen to match all of that. So that basically triples your money if you come in at $500 or more. And we need your help right now. 13 lines open. I am looking at right in front of me. 5 calls on. So that means 13 of our colleagues are sitting idle, so to speak, waiting for your call. Perfect time to pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online, to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Those of you who would like to text from your phone, just text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365. Father Jedediah Eaton in Ohio loves Catholic Answers. I know that because that note right in front of me says it. It says he came to know us through listening to our podcast. He just made a donation and he said, thank you for all you do. Father, what we try to do is send people to you. Because this job is complete when people are receiving the sacraments and the salvation offered in the sacraments. So, Father, thank you very much for your support. One of the extraordinary things today is the seeking and searching of young people, and you'll notice more and more of them finding what they are looking for in the Catholic Church. We want to be here for them. For some of us, that's our grandkids and our own kids that we want to be there. We would like to help your kids, your grandkids, deepen their relationship with the church, come back to the church, or maybe discover the person of Jesus Christ for the very first time. 888-291-8000. Please call now. 14 lines open. 888-291-8000. Right back with more Ask Me Anything with Jimmy Akin on Catholic Answers Live.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and very possibly helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Johnny Versillo is running the soundboard. You're doing good, Johnny. You're doing a good job in there. Thanks. Right now, we are in the midst of an Ask Me Anything hour, so you can ask Jimmy whatever you like. Currently, lines full. But we're also in the we're at the halfway point of this hour, in which we have $15,000 of match money to use up, and we've got 8,904 match dollars left at the moment. 13 lines open. Great time to call. 888-291-8000. Let me thank a few people. Dan in Sioux City, Iowa gave $100 with the fees and said he really likes the show. He left the station on in his son's car, and now his son loves listening. And that, oh, brilliant move, Dan. And I'm glad your son loves it, because really, it's just an exciting moment of being able to reach young people. You know, and the show goes out on all the things that they use, the Spotify's and the YouTubes of the world, and I could pretend like I know what all of them are, but I don't. But you know, the young people know what they are. And if we can just get to them with answers about the Catholic faith, the truth about the Catholic faith, with a sense of joy about the person of Jesus and about the life of the of being a Catholic faithful. We have a wonderful chance of rescuing them from the confusion of these times. So thank you so much for those kind words, Dan, and for the donation. And I will ask others to step up as well. 13 lines open, 888-291-8000. Marcy in California donated $500 with the fees. That's tripled right now because we still have the triple match money for anyone who comes in at $500 or more. And Colleen in Las Vegas donated $1,000. Thank you, Colleen. That also was tripled. Every gift is matched this hour. All gifts $500 or above double match this hour. Let's fill up those phone lines. Really, our colleagues are waiting for your call. 888-291-8000.
Yeah, so I have a bit of an update on where we're at, and we've got a little more than 40% of this hour's match accomplished. And the only way we got there was with some of those larger gifts. So we really do need the larger gifts at this point, because we've only got about 40% of the current match accomplished, and we're more than 50% of the way through the hour. So we've only got half an hour left, and we need to make up 60% of that match, more than half. So we really need to hear from folks. Please do give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We got lots of people who are at their desks just waiting to take your call. So please give us a call and help us make this match this hour. It'd be a real shame if we didn't. So 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 and five callers on, 13 lines open. Let's let Jimmy do more of the work that he loves to do. We'll go all the way up to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Philip is in Vancouver. Welcome, Philip. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for everything that you do. So my question concerns the works of mercy and how it pertains to the final judgment. Essentially, mm-hmm. in Matthew 25, Jesus separates the sheep and the goats. The difference between them is whether or not they served fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And so how would that pertain to our day-to-day life? Because I sometimes encounter people who are in need. And would it essentially be a mortal sin to refuse? And how okay. would we be able to be counted among the sheep?
Well, it could be a mortal sin to refuse, but only in very specialized circumstances. Like if you knew for a fact that this person was in dire need, that you had the ability to easily solve, and you were going to do grave damage to this person by not giving him something. That's a situation that's possible. You could be in a situation where someone is going to have grave damage, like they're going to die if you don't help them out, and then you could know that and do it anyway, and that would be a mortal sin. But that's a very rare circumstance. That is not that's not the situation we're normally in. When we see people who are panhandling, we don't really know what their situation is. We know that it's not the situation we'd like to be in, but that doesn't mean that you're going to cause grave damage to occur to the person. In fact, I hate to say it, but there are people panhandling who are scamming, who are misrepresenting the nature of the situation they're in. And sometimes if you offer them help, but it's not in the form that they want it, they'll even refuse it. I've had that happen. Other people have it happen where, you see someone holding a sign that says, "We'll work for food." You offer them work and they don't want to do it. So because of the, I was tempted to use a fancy word there. The word is epistemic, but because of the knowledge uncertainty that we have about the person's situation, this is very rarely going to be a mortal sin. It may not even be a sin at all, especially because the person that you otherwise might help might not ought to be panhandling, because one of the things that some folks are doing is subsidizing a dehumanizing lifestyle by panhandling, and they would actually be better served by taking advantage of social programs designed to help people get back on their feet, but they may not choose to do that. They may be addicted to drugs or something. And by helping them out, you're actually helping them subsidize a destructive lifestyle. And so for that reason also, it may not even be a sin. So what I would suggest is just do the best you can. Help out people sometimes. Personally, when dealing with panhandlers, I don't give them cash because I know that that cash is likely to be turned into alcohol or drugs or something like that. Instead, I'll give them food and I'll try to help hook them up with social services that can help them get back on their feet if that's something they even want at this point. So I would say we want to have an open and generous heart, but we also want to position the help that we give in the way that it's targeted to do the most good.
And I am going to leave it there. I do hope that that was helpful to you because we need to ask some folks to do some good right now by supporting what we're doing here at Catholic Answers. Thank you so much for those who have called. Again, I will stress we have not filled up the phone lines yet today, but there's been a healthy flow of calls, and I'm very grateful for that. We've still got quite a ways to go to use up that $15 match. It says on my sheet $8,000 left to go. So if you could make...
So that's more than half.
More than half.
$15,000 match. Yeah, we're not yet at the 50% mark, and we only have 25 minutes left in this hour.
So if you are one of those folks, maybe you've been waiting to see if we need you. Well, we need you. Maybe you're just hearing of our need right now. We're trying to be fully funded for the next 3 months. And again, I will just stress that wherever you're hearing this show, we give it away for free. And we don't do that because we're such lovely people. We do it because you pay for it. If you will make it possible for us to continue to do that, we can just continue to give it away to free to any station, any app, anyone who wants to broadcast it. And 11 lines open right now. So if you are one of those people who could do a $500 gift, a $1,000 gift, maybe you could do $2,000, $3,000, even $5,000. We need your help right now. The phones have stayed busy, lots of folks, but we need some of those larger donors to come in now in the final hours. Really, almost the last 80 minutes of this pledge drive. So 888-291-8000. Let me thank a couple more people. Carl, I like Carl. I just read this. Carl from Texas gave $2,000. Thank you so much, Carl. And he said, as long as Catholic Answers keeps Cy Kellett, I will keep giving. Carl, that is job security for me when you do that, buddy. Thank you very much. Those are very, very kind words. 888-291-8000.
We also had a message from Gabe who increased her donation. It says she loves Catholic Answers, and she increased her donation from $10 a month to $15 a month, which is a 50% increase. That's awesome. She also requested prayers for her medical treatments and her family. So very definitely, please, folks, pray for Gabe and her family. And thank you so much, Gabe, for increasing your donation.
Oh, thank you, Gabe. And when we say our prayers after the show, I'll do my very best to make sure I remember to include your prayers and your family. Thank you, Gabe. Again, 10 lines open now, 8 people on the line. See what I'm saying? There is a good flow of calls, but we are going to need some help to make it to being fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. But because there is a nice, healthy flow of calls, I want to allow Jimmy to keep doing what he likes to do. And so I'm going to Cincinnati, Ohio, where Don is listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Don, welcome. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, I'm Catholic, but I'm reading a book on purgatory.
Okay.
And it mentions the Protestant doctrine of imputed righteousness of Christ. I've never heard of that before. Can you explain what that is?
Okay, so to impute something means to attribute it to someone, regardless of whether it's actually true. So I could impute to Cy Kellett the idea that he loves eating pizza, and that would be true. On the other hand, I could impute to Cy Kellett the idea that he loves eating durian fruit from Southeast Asia. And I don't know if he's ever tried durian fruit from Southeast Asia, but it has a smell kind of like burning rubber. And so if I were to attribute to – if I were to – impute to Cy Kellett that he likes eating durian fruit, that would probably be false. So to impute something just means to attribute it to someone, to claim it about this person. And so in the Protestant community, it is commonly held that Christ's righteousness is imputed to us. So God looks at us as sinners and says, okay, I'm attributing Christ's righteousness to you. I'm not changing you in any way. I'm just attributing this righteousness to you, and even though you don't really have it. And so that's a common understanding of the doctrine of imputed righteousness. Now, Catholics don't have a problem with the idea that God imputes righteousness to it, but it's not identical to the righteousness that Christ has. It comes from Christ. That's where our righteousness comes from. But it's not identical to his, because he's got more righteousness than we do. He has infinite righteousness. That's why he has the name above every name. Well, even if Cy Kellett and I end up in heaven, neither Cy Kellett nor Jimmy Akin is going to be the name above every name. We're not going to have the highest degree of reward in heaven the way Jesus does, because we don't have the same righteousness that Jesus does. Also, the New Testament stresses a transformative aspect that happens when God comes into our lives, that he begins to make us actually holy. And, you know, Paul talks about us being a new creation in Christ. And so the imputed righteousness model, as it's commonly understood in the Protestant community, is not a complete model. If you want to say God imputes righteousness to us or attributes righteousness to us, that's correct. But he does so because he also transforms us to make us more Christ-like. He makes us actually righteous, and therefore, of course, he attributes righteousness to us or imputes righteousness to us, because he is transforming us and making us actually righteous.
Thank you so much for the call, Don. I very much appreciate it. We are in the midst, we're coming down to the last hour, almost into the last hour of our quarterly pledge drive. Thank you so much to all the people who have called today. Still thousands of dollars left to use up in our match this hour, and I have been mentioning young people and the opportunity we have. We just don't want to miss the opportunity to be there for them. We're trying to be everywhere where they are in every. That's what, you know, we bring in Thomas the TikTok engine from time to time. We're just trying to be everywhere where young people are to present them with the truth of the faith. And you know what? It's having an effect. So I want to let you hear from a young person who discovered Catholic Answers. Jason, go ahead with your question.
Hi. First, I'd like to thank everybody at Catholic Answers. The Holy Spirit is truly working through you guys, and without you guys, I would not have been entering the church this past Saturday. After this call, I'm going to go receive our Lord in the Eucharist at Daily Mass here on campus, so I'm very, very thankful for you guys.
That's the kind of thing we've been hearing all year, actually for the last few years. More and more we've been hearing that kind of testimony. That's what we want to continue to keep doing. If you will help us to keep doing it, that will mean a great deal. Right now, a wave of calls has subsided, and there are 16 lines open. 888-291-8000.
And I want to just let folks know where we're at. We have made some progress, which is good, but if we're going to make our match this hour, we need to make some more progress. Currently, we need $4,000 in additional donations to make that $15,000 match, and we have just 15 minutes to do it. So we need to make about $1,000 every few minutes, and you can help us out by giving us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But we do need to hear from you right now if we're going to get up to the $15,000 match this hour. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. I know there's some folks out there who could really help us get there. You know, we had earlier this hour a $2,000 match. If someone else calls in with a $2,000 match, that will cover half of what we need to make in the next 15 minutes. If someone is able to give $1,000, that'll cover a quarter of what we need to make in the next 15 minutes. And if someone's able to give $4,000, that'll cover all of what we need to make in the next 15 minutes. So please, regardless of the amount that you're able to give, call 888-291-8000 and make your pledge. And especially if you're able to do a larger amount, you could help us get to this goal. It's a critical time. Please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Remember, in 2 Corinthians, St. Paul tells us God loves a cheerful giver, and he rewards people who give cheerfully. So please, be a cheerful giver. Help support the preaching of God's word here on the radio or the internet or however you listen to us. The number to call is 888-291-8000.
I'll tell you what, we said we had $15,000 match this hour, but we also said at the beginning today, in the 2 hours we're on, in order to be fully funded, we need to raise $40,000. So you are helping us reach that overall goal as we reach the goals for each hour. But it's $40,000 to raise these 2 hours, and we need your help. Those of you who I hear it all the time, I just love Jimmy Akin. Well, we've got Jimmy just 1 hour during this pledge drive. Now's the time to call and support the work that Jimmy does here. 888-291-8000. Going down or up to Omaha, Nebraska, where Bob is listening on Spirit Catholic Radio, our good friends at Spirit Catholic Radio. Bob, we're very glad to have you here. Go ahead with your question.
Thanks for having me. Calling because I recently watched an episode of the Joe Rogan Experience where it was featured a Chase Hughes, who's a kind of expert hypnotist, and went ahead and listened to Jimmy's Mysterious World podcast about hypnosis, and it got me thinking, is there any room for the possibility that maybe Jesus was a master hypnotist who hypnotized his apostles to believe that they saw him after the crucifixion, and maybe they were also trained to become master hypnotists themselves? And if they did, maybe they hypnotized the 500 witnesses.
Wow.
Okay. So, no, there is no, well, you ask, is there room for that? And well, I mean, sure, there's room for it. It doesn't involve a contradiction in terms, but there is no evidence that this is what happened. And I don't use the term no evidence lightly, because usually when people say there's no evidence for something, there's usually some, but I'm not aware of any evidence in this case. One reason for that is hypnotism did not exist in the ancient world. Hypnotism as we have it today is an outgrowth of the work of a German individual named Franz Mesmer, who lived back in the 1700s, and modern hypnotism is an outgrowth of what he did. So they wouldn't have had hypnotism for that reason alone in the ancient world. Therefore, Jesus could not have been a master hypnotist and could not have hypnotized the apostles or taught the apostles a skill that nobody in the world had yet. In addition, even if you want to say, well, maybe it wasn't hypnotism the way we have it, but it was just similar and used similar principles. Okay, where's your evidence that any of these principles were used in order to hypnotize someone today? You put them in a relaxed state, you have them focus their attention, and then you have you talk to them. You may put them in, you may have them do a rhythmic behavior or imaginative exercises, like you're walking down a staircase, and as you take each step down the staircase, you get more and more relaxed. And consequently, we don't see Jesus doing any of these things. And we don't see the apostles doing any of these things. There is zero evidence in our early Christian sources that Jesus was using techniques that were like those a hypnotist uses. So so even though it's a logical possibility, I mean, you can make the claim, someone else could make the claim, but in order to have a claim that you have any reason to believe. It needs to not just be possible. It needs to be something we have evidence for. And I'm very unaware of any evidence that would support this proposal, in addition to the fact that hypnotism simply wasn't a thing in the ancient world. So I would say, you know, this is kind of a no for me.
Yeah, but thank you very much for the call and for the question. It's fun to get an interesting question like that. And I do think people over the years have learned that they can ask Jimmy these questions. Bob, I'm very grateful. I imagine, Bob, you probably intentionally waited for Jimmy to be on to ask him that question. As a matter of fact, other apologists and people we have on call those kinds of questions Jimmy Akin questions. That's what they're informally referred to as. So I do want to say, I just said just before I let Jimmy answer that, you know, if you appreciate the work Jimmy does, now is the time to support it. And the lines just really just fill a wave of calls came in. So I want to say thank you to people who
awesome.
Did that. Yeah, that is awesome. And I'm glad to see people appreciate the work that you do, Jimmy. Right now that wave has crested a little bit. So there's 12 lines open. And you can pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. We had $40,000 to raise in 2 hours today. And I think we are on track to get there if we just continue at this pace. If folks will continue to pick up the phone and call. 888-291-8000. Let me give a couple thanks. Somebody wrote this note to me. Christina, you know who. Do you see the note, Darren? Of course I know who. We have a very good friend, Christina, who would not want me to say her full name on the air, but she just gave $4,000. And Christina, God bless you. Yeah, it's wonderful. And Christina's always so generous with us. And thank you very much. Move the needle a lot there. Amber in...
Thank you, Christina.
Yeah. Amber in the District of Columbia just gave a $1,000 one-time donation and got it in plenty of time to get that triple match. So thank you, Amber. Jared in West Virginia gave $250 plus the fees. He loves all the apologists and thanks them for their part in bringing him, his wife, and their two children into the church this past Easter vigil. Jared, God bless you. What a beautiful message to get, and what a beautiful gift. Thank you very much for that. 888-291-8000 is the number. What a great hour, Jimmy. It's been wonderful. We've still got a few minutes to go, but already I can tell you that was a wonderful hour.
Yeah, and so we've got a question. Do we want to try to take another call, or do we want to not? I suspect that line six we might be able to get in if Norman from Salem, Missouri, is able to state his question concisely.
Norman, if you can be quick, we'll get you an answer. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, sir. I just I always genuflect after receiving communion. I'm just wondering if I'm okay to do that in some. I noticed that in like Mexico, or I'm Mexican.
Okay, Norman. Like, Norman, I need to interrupt. Norman, I need to interrupt you.
Yes.
Do you genuflect before you go back to your seat, or while you're in? Once you're back in your seat.
Before I get back in my seat.
Okay.
Like, right after
the answer. The answer,
Lord.
Norman. Like I said, we got to be concise. The answer is you are allowed to genuflect. Just don't trip anybody, and don't stay down on your knee for too long and impede the line. But there is no prohibition on you genuflecting after you receive communion. You can do that. Just don't do it in a way that's disruptive to others.
And we did it. And we also, and then you even left us a little time to ask people to continue to make their pledges. Darren actually gave me a number here, $17,751 to reach our overall goal. That was you that put that on there, right, Darren? So I just want to give you that update. If we have a good hour next hour, we are about to have a great pledge drive. So continue to call.
And please do continue to call. We're not going to be able to take any more calls this hour, so this is another ideal time to call. You will not miss anything. We're going to be going through the between the hours break here in a minute, and so give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, and help us make progress towards our overall goal. Thank you so much to everyone who's already donated, and thank you so much to everyone who chooses to call in the next few minutes as we're getting set up for this next hour.
888-291-8000. All of our colleagues, they get to the phones at this time because they know this is going to be heavy call time. So go ahead and call. I do want to ask some of those prayer warriors out there, will you pray for Karen in Oregon? A friend of her, a family friend, is in the hospital battling bone marrow cancer. And she asked for your prayers. Karen asked for your prayers. And she donated $200 plus fees when she did it. So Karen, thank you very much. We will do our very best to remember in our after show prayers to pray for that family and for that friend.
Also, I just want to note, Diane from Michigan gave $1,000 and she's not even Catholic.
Whoa!
So God bless you, Diane. Thank you so much. God bless all our Protestant brothers and sisters who are listening, and Catholics, don't let our Protestant brothers and sisters outdo you. Get on the phone, 888-291-8000.
Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Make our colleagues work. They want to be busy for the next few minutes. A perfect time to call, 888-291-8000. If you want to share your story with them, make your prayer request, that's fine. Or if you want to get done quickly, just say, hey, I just pulled over. I want to get this done quickly. They'll get you done in about 90 seconds. 888-291-8000. Thank you, Jimmy Akin.
Thank you so much, Cy Kelly.
Right back with Tim Staples on Catholic Answers Live.